sweat at night with a big old wedgie.
You know, ever since I ran out of Teflon spray, I haven't been able to face this fact.
No, that's good.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the talcum powder.
If there weren't girl eggs stuck to the ceiling of my refrigerator, I wouldn't have to... You know, I wouldn't have to lick the ice cube trays like this. Or like this. Or like this.
Well, that's right.
But so what time does Negative Land play tonight?
They come on right now. They're on next.
But doesn't Mark owe us $5?
They told me they'd be on when they could find the E.
All right. Still Negative Land owes us $5, guys. Let's collect. Right.
Okay, let's go. Let's find them here. We're going to whoop up on
Well, that means we have to get on the bus and go up to Washington.
Okay, so what about the allegations of abuse now? The church.
Oh, the sad,
oh,
sad.
The balls in Dobbstown.
Yeah.
The allegations of chains. Hand abuse.
The pinkies in C-class.
Nail benders.
Dobbstown 3.
Skin flaps, whippers.
Hawk in arrears.
Fish flippers.
Nostril stretchers.
But as we embark upon this dauntless journey, this gauntlet of slack,
well,
this fair ship on the seas of the sea hole, we shall go in search of the great, huge white whale of slack, the abominable snowman of the Atlantic Ocean.
Who sailed the mighty seas on
the
his
bounding main
ship of flapping skin flaps.
Good ship Dobbs with its great skin sail.
And now,
held aloft on a mast made of bone, human femur bones.
And Dobbs would stand
crewman.
And now you
Dobbs would stand on the end of the gangplank, his great cup of
and
grog
sing
in his
out.
Hand.
Whip those skinners back, boys.
His sextant held at his lap as he scanned the horizon for a sign of land or the sun or anything.
Or something,
by which to
something in which he could leave that skin boat that stunk so bad in the sun as he
the SS
back.
Great Men.
The skin boat of Dobbs as it sailed the Sargasso Sea.
The Sargasso Sea of... What was that?
Smoothly cruising past the seaweed-draped wreck.
What was that?
The haunted, masts of the destroyed ships of Davy Jones' lock.
The brown triangle.
The Sargasso Sea of Slack.
The brown triangle at the apex of the pit of the world's seas. Seven seas.
Don't fall in.
Little mentioned eight.
Is that Frank McMinn?
That's Frank McMinn over there. He's saying,
let's see if he can come over here. He could sell that whale meat if anybody could.
On your dime.
Hey, let's kill that show over in the other room.
Yeah, what's with that other, that Wotan show that's competing with us?
Let's go wipe their asses.
Wait, no, we're supposed to kick their ass.
Oh, wait.
Man, you have been.
I don't know.
You've been in the deep freeze for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's good. That's good. That's good.
Now, the paparazzi is still surrounding the radio station. It's the only way for the radio DJs to feel important is to point as many cameras as they can at their own selves and as many microphones to play back as many tapes of themselves talking at once as possible.
I think the popper Nazis are here taking our photographs.
Somebody say poppers? Because we never got to do anything. The Columbine Research Squad, in response to Papa Joe Mama's call to NPR and connecting our church to an ongoing murder investigation.
Yeah, this was 4 days after Columbine. He called in and warned the world about the subgenius.
Wasn't there some band out in this part of the country that did some joke about a murder and got all kinds of PR because of it, and it was all a lie?
Yeah, there was.
But it proved how stupid everything was. And
that's exactly
cost
the quote
everybody a lot of money.
I heard about that.
No, I heard that was a hoax.
There are people like that out here.
My parents made me buy their record. My parents took me, when they heard about that rumor, they took me down to the record store and they made me buy that record.
I don't want to play that record that's going to make me kill you.
It was a terrible scene. That's how I met Gary.
I know.
Gary?
Because I was walking the other way on the street and I saw this altercation.
Gary, you've got to learn to be like other children. Now play that record that's going to make you kill us.
We're ready now. Play the record.
But I don't like Black Sabbath or Negative.
Well, imagine the scene. There's Gary Gabrofam in a matching bathing suit with his mom and pa.
That's
standing
true.
By the pool.
There was a tiny suit, too.
A little.
But we had a 12-foot spite wall around our mud pit, so we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you people stay out. You cannot come into the spike pit unless you are
Jewish,
invited.
You know.
I met Gary's mom. She's only about 7 inches tall.
Yeah,
you know. Well, you know, Weird Al used to carry around in her pocket for song ideas.
And she came to the 84 Subgenius show with Weird Al. And,
right, she was seen on the arm of Weird Al, who wouldn't talk to anybody but the Mrs. Gabrofam.
Yes, as a translator is what's happening.
But he was like an Eddie Haskell. Oh, it's a lovely dress.
Who was the German diva that was there? What's her name?
Huh? Oh, Nina Hagen.
Nina Hagen invited me to her house to take acid.
You were picking us up.
In studio, we have a couple of members of the infamous.
Yes, Nina Hagen was holding weekly UFO church services at her house, and I believe that Maxwell Professor Mothersbaugh took Janer Sterno and Mark Hostler there, where he, Mark Mothersbaugh, proceeded to embarrass everyone by chanting that which must not be chanted on any radio station or in any earshot of anybody at any time.
Well, that one time we were up at his house with Fairchild was
the same sort of exhibition in a house in which I opened the refrigerator. It was entirely full of energy drinks.
Well, it's not usually
nothing else. This guy's my friend. But then he put big speakers in his windows because the Go-Go's lived down the hill.
I thought it was Stevie Nicks.
Oh, well, no, see, there's our memory thing again.
Yeah.
And,
remember Sammy Jenkins.
Well, see, I remember the Go-Go's because I just recently found out.
You remember Sammy Jenkins. I remember Leonard
Shelton.
Things
were so weird. The night that Devo played at the Mabuhay, the Go-Go's opened. But as I remember,
you know,
it was so terrible that we booed them off the stage. And it turns out that they actually were the Go-Go's with the old drummer. And because the old drummer then proceeded to once again.
Old drummers, that was a great
like this
man.
On me.
Obviously,
they were terrible. And later I found out
the old drummers were
they
a great
ditched
band.
Her. The old drummers.
Oh, you mean the Go-Go's?
Yeah.
The old drummers.
And became
were good.
What they became. The old drummers are a great band. But the old drummers are good.
But then there's the old drummer. He's not good by any stretch of
the word. No, not the old drummer.
We say the old drummer is beat.
And it's your own taste.
Yes, he's like a drum. And he is being beat by
Skin.
Carry Drummond down to the beach to put in the fire to light him up.
Show almost over.
Yes, this is Philo Drummond's Viking funeral.
I want to go to the beach.
Stang, they just throw in the water.
Boy.
But Philo Drummond gets his enormous Viking ship, and all of his tapes and CDs are piled on top.
Right. Oh, but I get thrown in the water by the red-headed babes, the
it's
cruel,
so
whip-bearing, bespiked redheads.
Unbelievable. It's going
to
be
all pushing and shoving and
not letting
elbowing their way
like
to this honor.
trying to count the balls.
And there in the middle of all these people is Michael Pepe also trying to help carry Ivan Stang to the water. In a weird display of loyalty to the church.
We all displayed our loyalty to Bob.
Yeah, look at mine.
Whether we were wearing a nice warm coat or motor oil and pink feathers, we displayed our love. The smart people went to
sleep.
You
know, I showed Bob my loyalty, but he asked me to cover it back up.
But anyway, the whole thing was we were saying the same unmentionable, terrible things as I drove, because I helped clean up the ancient
have you ever seen ghosts in these trances?
Is this that same old story about the giant Bob
the long actually that is that and then driving up toward Mother's Boss house and I hear this
MOBA, yes.
Real loud. Things like, you know, I just, the dish was wiped out there, so none of the audience could hear what I said.
He sounded like Guy Duel.
Doing a Scottish subgenius thing.
Guy Duel.
Of course, Girl Duel.
Guy Duel.
Doctors for Bob. And everything
real in my life.
I got the blues. Cause that damn pickup gun
run over
my wife. Doctors for Bob. And everything
real
in my life. Real in my life, Doctors for Bob.
My duel. And I'm.
And Girl Duel, his evil twin sister.
I haven't seen
What's the matter?
Years.
Haven't you ever had a man with throat cancer
years.
Before?
We should send him this many videos. And
my old man's got cancer, so what do you think about that? We've got cancer of his head.
But he said cancer on the air.
He said cancer on the air?
Yeah. And he's a Pisces.
You know, everything has to die when on the air.
I wish that was all, folks.
Hey, I gotta take Marty to the hospital, guys. I'll be back.
You can also roll time back.
And so he started the car and zoomed down the driveway. And then he went north. And I thought, well, he's good here. Maybe he knows a shortcut. And then I noticed
Marty was screaming.
Marty was
I'm going to deliver before we make it to the hospital. Stop joking around. This is serious.
Soon he returned to the persona of Colonel Vince Drummond.
He saved
Intrepid Explorer.
Please give me less frog. Less frog.
Suddenly, it was too late.
Out of his butt. Shot.
The son of Sphinx
is the son.
What is the moral backbone of this country?
You care about
and so
do that.
The subgenius middle-archy cradled the baby and took it to the king.
Terrible.
Go to him.
Sidestepping human evolution. Torturing their animals.
It's cute, isn't it? Didn't the South Park guys do this already?
Yes.
You ready for the hospital?
Yeah, in fact, they've done it before.
Let's go to the hospital.
Yeah, but we did it. Actually, if you think about it, we did it first.
Hey, Philo, do you have to go to the hospital?
But they did it again.
Back in our kids.
Right.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. We'll go to the hospital in a second.
Okay.
Okay.
We got a show right now.
Show? I thought this was just your memory. Yeah.
Did you know that the Boston Strangler used to chase Michael Pepe around the park?
That's true.
When he was a kid. So,
I was the prize. You know, he'd strangled everyone but me, and I was going to speak out.
Really?
What happened? What happened to the caller? Yeah. Did the caller
and
leave?
Also, Michael Pepe did a sex show.
Did the guest caller leave?
As a teenager to make money and didn't know that you weren't supposed to actually do sex.
This now can be said. My parents are the last one. And so,
yeah.
But, you know, I was good, but it was very cheap.
And how much money did you make?
You had to be there 11 hours a day, and you got like $100 or something. It wasn't...
That's pretty good money for
1978.
Yeah,
just before you moved out here.
70. I'm sorry,
like early 70s.
Worth
about $6 back then.
Yeah, actually 75, 76. And
yeah, $100 back then make you cheer, man.
$100
back then.
You had to hang out at donut shops
$5
and listen to maniacs.
It cost $5.
This is when I went insane.
$100
today
in America.
Hang out at donut shops.
$20 only worth about 3 cents. 100 years.
$40.
People writing down what you say.
Now, didn't Pee Wee Herman also do that for a living at one point?
Yeah, he kind of came down.
That's
right. Yeah. Well, he.
Hey, man, you remember the good old days?
Yeah, I remember back
when I used to call
it's
in.
It's Colonel Sphinx Drummond.
But,
yeah, I remember those good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, when you used to call in. You need to go to the hospital, buddy.
Things ain't never going to be like they used to be. I don't care how hard you try.
More sexy than ever.
You can try to go back and duplicate those times, or replicate them, or repeat them, or whatever, but it's never going to be the same.
No, it'll never be quite the same, but you need to go to the hospital.
You can make it exactly the same.
I got to know. Do you need to go to the hospital?
You can do it with software, man. You can do anything.
You need to go to the hospital?
You can even make Michael Pepe shut up with software. Now, were you listening on the internet?
As a joke, she was posed to holding the cigar as a joke, holding a.
So, are you listening on the internet?
She had a pet rabbit, which Clyde used to have to take care of.
Hey, you guys need to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
We've already been a couple times during the show.
Good old days and more.
Are you listening on the internet?
Yeah. Sleep.
Yeah,
sleep.
I used to do that. And then, you know what happened to me?
The rabbit.
I had to actually go to work instead of just hanging out all the time.
You're probably the only person listening to the show that has to go to work.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
What
are you doing, man?
Man, this is how it works. I'm all sweaty.
Stop working.
I'm all sweaty right now from working.
Does this suck? Or Charles?
That's right.
I know.
You got a truck for Charles?
I know.
Charles, how are you doing?
He's over there holding that camera and eating, and it's a lot of hard work he's doing.
I used to call in back in the days when the show was good.
Stop working.
Yeah, those were great days
before it started getting weird. Back when it used to have meaning.
Yeah.
Man, the show was great then.
And people used to stay up all night long.
Yeah, all over the country to listen to the show.
And then they would be so excited after hearing it that they wouldn't be able to go home and go to sleep. So
yeah.
They would just stay up the next day.
I mean, you can't expect that anymore. It's a wholly different
the whole next week in anticipation of the next
show.
These
are not the 70s.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it's another century,
man.
They call
it what happened?
Next 100 years.
Next 100 years.
This is the executive subgenius retreat here on KPFA in Berkeley.
Summit.
We're brave enough to cross those frontiers.
KFCF in Fresno and KPFB in Berkeley,
too. I'm going to get in the shower now because, see, I'm
in case you're
over
interested.
Here on the East Coast.
And what has been
just dial
late
from the East Coast.
Now just to get ready to go.
Dial one.
And the phone doesn't work in the shower, but I just wanted to remind y'all about how good things used to be.
Well, before you go to the hospital, you should
you guys take care.
Okay.
Same to you.
Go to what? In the hospital? Oh, okay. There he goes.
It's
I'm
over. It's over. I think he's gone.
He's gone to work.
The last
caller. That's the only thing.
He works at the hospital.
The show.
He liked
he got a job there finally because he was there so much. Yeah.
It'll take about an hour for the show to
say.
Well, I think listening to this show could have given him.
So it's dead already or it's going to very soon?
Could have given him both the education and the skills to get a job.
You're off the air now, Michael Pepe.
I know.
Nobody can hear you, Michael.
I'm going to get the skills to get the job.
Hey,
this is the job I'm going
to dial one.
You're going to get the skills to get the job to get the blue shoes.
I want to apply for a job, you know, as a Homeland Security specialist working at KPFA 5 hours every Sunday.
Is that front door, back door? Where did they put you?
Try to teach young people what really should be taught about.
They put him at the back door. Yeah. They don't want to scare them.
You know, they're
off
private
roof security.
Oh, guarding the dish.
The dish.
Plus, they don't want to scare
don't
off
know
their
enough
clientele.
About
the
dish dick.
And then so that's they put what him on I've the dedicated back. My life to.
Because he's
you're
got
a,
that
you're
face.
A teacher,
exploring
Michael.
Exploring and exposing
and those, that hair.
To the public.
I'm glad that somebody is thinking about our young people.
That's
in
right.
In that way.
That's
I always
right.
think about the
I'm thinking thank about you. Our gun people.
Thank you, Reverend Stang.
You think about our gun people?
Children. Yeah, all the time. I'm worried. Who has a gun? Who doesn't?
That's right.
Call in now.
Are my children educated?
I got one.
My mom has a gun.
Does that my make children you feel know better? What to do.
No, that scares me. Why you got a gun?
Don't let your children
my
turn out to
want
to
shoot something.
Radio
someday.
Geeks like
you
these
don't,
guys.
Don't bring a gun
you
to my show.
Don't tell me the latest.
Don't tell me how you technology
can prevent
to perfect them.
The gun is a perfect judge. It has no sex.
A microphone babbler
is bringing
a gun in the bastion.
The gun, because
I thought you said
the government knows that.
I need my children to have raised arms then. Really
and so let's
them.
Go into their own reality.
Armed and humorous.
People,
we march into the future.
But we have safe guns.
No.
They shoot rubber bullets.
Them
they don't
kinds
just laugh.
When
they,
later.
The guns laugh instead of making shot sounds.
Yes.
The bullets. When they hit you, they tickle you.
We've gone to figure out what they want, what they like, what they don't like.
It's going to be a wonderful future.
This is random nonsense. Church reform, the next 100 years. Take it.
Okay, church reform. We're okay. What are we going to do for the next 100 years?
You are on the board. You, for 250, you have.
The gay Perry.
That's right. Well, how can you improve upon a church that has done so much for so little? You know?
For so few.
Look at the numbers.
Never have so few problems.
Output
from so many by so much.
Well, if you look around, almost every member of the Church of the Sub-Genius is in this radio studio
right now. I mean, it's like if there was an atom bomb to go off right now, not that there should be.
There were a couple of Sub-Genius
if Al-Qaeda
came
here.
Clam
chowder. Yes, free speech.
Or FBI.
All screwed.
That's right.
The Church is screwed.
CIA.
If the bastion of free speech gets nuked right now by Al-Qaeda,
this This is the Vatican.
Three or four major religions.
That's right. This is the Vatican.
This is the Vatican of alternative religion right now, as we see it.
Well, at least.
That's right.
They're going down.
You see, if the Church of the Subgenius goes down, civilization goes.
Safety. If the pipes stop smoking.
You're stupid. I would say it was the Edict of Nantes.
Stupid. 4 cents. You owe me 4 cents. I own the rights to the word.
Going down.
Every time you use it, 4 cents. 4 cents.
This will decide the fate of the world.
Stupid.
I own the rights to the word stupid.
The entire universe is about to be discussed now.
Trademark rights on that.
What say you fellows? Destroy or leave alone?
So,
is it broken?
Rototill,
our guest caller. She was around here screaming.
Then, if it's not broken,
do you think,
I think we
should have Reverend screaming. Stang, Rototill, all of reality.
You're going.
If it is, if it's not broken, I say we go in there and fix the damn thing.
Fix it. Fix the problem.
Fix the hell out of it.
Fix the freaking hell out of it.
Broke or unbroke.
You frisker?
There you are.
$25 million.
Just fix it. Yeah.
Tamper.
Hey.
That's our motto. Tamper.
If you don't work, you gotta fix it.
I got contest.
Semper tamper. Too much acid has been the downfall of many saintly world leaders.
And now he's just a crazy mockery of a man.
I remember when that happened to Ford.
That's true. Pull it out of your...
When Ford started doing too much acid.
What was it, Gary?
I would own that company.
Where's Gary?
He's sleeping. It seems like sooner or later every president ends up doing too much acid.
Why?
I don't know why.
Because it's... feels good.
Because they
people like to get high.
What?
Back to a basic step.
Gary wishes
that's
he was high.
Say. So what?
So where's the
and
caller?
The stress
where's the caller?
Was enormous.
Hello, caller. Is that you? Does it work if I punch it over here?
I'm going to agree with you on the president taking acid. I mean, look at our current president. The guy always looks doped out on something. Jesus Christ. What is he? He popped up on coke?
When I was asked whether we would accept bids in the 600 to 700 million range.
Oh, God.
I answered.
That guy had a screw loose there, man.
That's a price.
Oh, the caller seems to feel that our country is going downhill and the presidents behave as if they were high on LSD.
But they're like that.
Callers, what do you have to say about this truly original and startlingly original observation?
That's bad.
Good thinking. Next.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, actually, the country goes downhill for about 15 minutes, and then it goes uphill for a while. It even kind of gets up and down, up and down. Sometimes it goes uphill for a long time. Then it goes rushing down, speeding out of control.
Sometimes it'll take a left turn or right in the middle when you think it's going to go straight. It takes a crazy left turn.
Casey Jones at the wheel of our country.
Says Hookalooey.
Casey Jones, the fastest train racer of all time.
And he was
He's driving. He's at the helm of Spaceship America.
Space travel.
Casey Jones, taking us in orbit around the moon and back. Who says this country's going to hell in a handbasket? Hell! The moon, the future, and Hooterville. That's America's destination.
Little Arnold Zeffel will finally get to go to college.
Hooterville.
Now, who says
home of the Hooters?
Real nice place to raise.
I'm sorry, I meant Hooverville. Billy the Mountain.
Hey, do you need to go to the hospital?
Why don't you make harmonica sound like a church pipe organ at the very end?
That was cool.
Can you get Marty to take you
to the hospital or his brother?
Can you get Philo's brother to take you to the hospital?
So, what?
He's going there anyway.
He works there now.
Some people get a kick out of being poked and prodded at the hospital. It's an expensive
habit. It makes them feel important when people are touching them and poking them and sticking instruments in them.
Expensive instruments.
The more expensive, the more important. So Some people aren't even sick when they go to the hospital. They just want to go there to experience psychedelic drugs.
But that's their sickness, you see, Dr. Drummond. The hypochondriac is sick. Even though his
how do you cure
specific
that
illnesses are made
more up. More and more drugs.
Well, that's what I do.
And a rice bowl.
I've thought about nurses since I was a young man. I've never stopped thinking about nurses.
Were you hurt as a child? Did you go to be in
I've
hospital
always been
for a
hurt.
While?
I've always been hurt as a child, as a young man, as an adult.
Yes,
I've never
too.
Stopped hurting.
Philo is a victim.
I used to count the number of
I'm
times I
hurt. He's a victim of this victim society.
I'm a victim of the society. Of
the tendency to victimize everything.
He has good health care.
But, you know, it's your
but
own fault.
But I am a victim.
It's true, you are a victim.
He was spoiled by that good health care, and in that respect, he's a victim.
I know.
I'm a victim of the society that made me a thinking human being, a beast of burden to the man himself.
Wasn't he in that DHA project?
We're not what you'd call
this is why we have a church.
Okay, now, at
over the past 200 years, a kind of conscience formed layer by layer in the crucible of the White House.
You can find out
not unlike the way life started in the oceans 4 billion years ago. The White House was our primordial soup, a base of evolution.
Say the White House was our primordial soup, a base for evolution.
We put evil in evolution.
You know, I went to the Oval Office, and they were out of pancreas, and they were out of sweetbreads. Doug spent some time in the Oval Office.
Boulevard waves.
And if you think he's
melanin,
I mean,
he comes home from one of those
that's right.
dates.
That's how it goes here. It's like subgenius heaven. Each room discloses a new and more cuter subgenius guy.
Yeah, that's right. So it's 848-4425. All the ladies in the 5-foot area code, please call right now.
And push the cough button.
And we're going to guarantee you a date with an alien.
Dr. Drummond, he's a hound dog.
Date with an alien.
Okay, for the line ladies up outside.
Just come on down because we are part. You know what I mean?
Don't come down without calling,
maybe
but call first.
Partaying. As we say
then
in
you
Boston.
Come down.
Boston, we are having a wicked kiss of partay.
That's the laziest damn food I've ever
seen. This is a partay, so baby, come on down. It's
a possibility.
It's a vision of paradise.
It's a vision of
paradise. Wake you up again. And you're in a different room. And you have to talk to us about JFK.
Have a
meanwhile, we apply.
Well, what do you mean?
You know, various talks to the bottoms of your feet. A very low,
I don't know.
Amount.
Here we are, 6 years later.
And you fall in
speaking the language
again.
That God speaks.
Going through the same stuff with each
and
other.
As you become conscious,
sure,
you know, you go through a series
I'll tell you, God's really happy now because he's getting 10% of that giant lottery
secret,
prize.
You dancing your dance.
You're about that? Yeah. God's getting
rituals,
$17 million.
Me dancing mine.
That have never been revealed to Mara Ann or anyone.
$17 million.
All the high in sincerity
for making this guy
you have to
win the lottery.
To perform to become a subgenius.
You want to change
$17
that?
$17 million because he won the lottery.
Not the word
so there is a God.
Not a good word.
You want to change the whole radio
one,
and record business?
Wow. Just to become a subgenius.
I don't mean God, God, not God.
Right.
Yeah. A sex Connie. And your prospects in life will become greater.
A sex Connie,
a
did
sex
you say?
Connie?
There's the yeah, thank you, Philo. This is Philo Drummond,
star.
Folks.
No, he wants a sex donkey.
That's right. And, yeah.
Philo,
come on down.
Grab that donkey.
And because this is it. Because after this...
There's no more show ever.
Well, no, we have to... Well, okay, but I mean,
well,
the point is
you.
We've got to also come to some kind of, you know, decisions about what, you know, I mean...
About the next 100 years.
We haven't decided anything.
Well, I move we adjourn the show now.
Adjourn early?
I think we should go get donuts.
Seth, or, you know, other subgenii, you know, the guy in Japan, you know, the crazy guy in Japan.
Oh, yes.
What do we tell people like that weren't here... What we've decided.
Resurrect the dead air.
Resurrect the dead
air.
Air.
That's right. And only you
heir to the
bring back the stale, stinky show from last week.
Heir to the throne of Bob.
Somewhere
there's
Friday
no
morning.
Heir in Bob's throne.
Yeah,
radio
except
playing.
For
that's another thing.
The methane.
You can stop.
What if Bob dies again?
848.
What do you mean? What if Bob dies again? Constantly.
I mean, he's been shot before. He could be shot again.
What's worse, he could shoot back this time.
That's right.
He's armed and humorous.
He's...
Wait, am I stopped?
But, you know... we've got to come down one point or another on Bob.
Let's get back to this Connie stuff.
Yeah, what about the sex, Connie?
Right.
We're
well,
going
those
like
are
in
people
a good
that
direction.
Are going to show up. I assume we'll hear some kind of a doorbell or something that...
Now, we've heard about the Connie, but what of the sex Connie?
The sex Connie, well, and...
except for Jake.
Some of our great sub-genii of the past have said that the sex Connie is almost like an embodiment of Slack.
Right. Well, I've always thought the sex Connie was a myth, a metaphor,
an
ideal.
That's what was thought before, but now they're coming to realize that the sex Connie may have actually been a prehistoric ancestor of modern Connie, of the modern Connie.
I would take it that she would be the prototype for the so-called shell people. As opposed to the rock people of the past. You know, the human race was originally divided into blondes, which were the shell people, and brunettes, the rock, the more savage, brutal rock people.
Well, that's it then.
The Hammer film, 1 million years B.C., depicted this early human culture.
That's right.
And in those days, it was the reverse. The blondes were the slaves.
Yes.
And sacrificed to the sun god. These were all Caucasians.
Raquel Welch should be blonde or brunette.
Right, since she was naturally a brunette.
Yeah. And, of course, being a great, I think, Mexican goddess, they kept with the Latino flavor and made the right decision, of course, as we all know. I used to collect the police gazettes that had her on the cover, and I'm sorry if my voice trembles a little.
Sure, well, she was on my dorm room at the University of Dodgetown.
On your what?
On my dorm room closet door.
Right.
My roommate put her there.
Yep. Yep, and why not?
But
this
I
worth
had
being a caveman.
Well, I kissed Connie Dobbs.
But nothing like, well, but also, you know, even better.
I kissed Connie Dobbs.
Of Sheena.
Right below the knee.
It's all about Sheena. But, and, of course, China and, you know.
And not
but Sheena. Six-feet blonde, 60s TV star, Sheena, something real.
Jungle Sheena?
Yes, Sheena the Jungle Queen, who not only was a six-foot, gorgeous, blonde, blue-eyed babe, but was a brilliant painter, or a painter, I don't know if she was brilliant, but she was a painter who could make a living selling her paintings. And that's what she did after she retired from the Sheena the Jungle Woman show.
How many of her paintings do you actually own in your museum now?
I don't have paintings by her. I have more works of her that have been painted by the great photographers.
You know, speaking of famous paintings, I could have... there's a framed portrait of Bob in the Vreede's bathroom that purports to be drawn by the murderer, John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I personally think that one is a fraud. I don't think that's
the
original.
Well, he doesn't
Gacy
claim it's the original.
Oh, good.
Does
well, because he tried to claim it to me.
Good God,
He claims that Gacy did multiple Dobbs heads.
Really?
As well as multiple young victims.
Wow.
My understanding is that the one true Gacy-drawn Dobbs head is in Japan. It was auctioned for millions of dollars.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, a Dobbs head drawn by a famous serial killer.
Wow. Which, a Japanese one? Or just a Gacy? You mean the Gacy
John
one is
Wayne
in Japan?
Gacy. John Wayne Gacy, the clown-faced murderer of children.
When a clown's, well, that's just a...
He would draw pictures. You know, he was an artist, and he, from prison, made money by selling his art. And you could commission art. Somebody sent him a Dobbs head and had him draw one. And that later, you know, since he had been a horrible man and a killer of innocents, his art was worth a lot more than, say, that of Gary Gabrogfriend.
That's right, a normal subgenius.
A hard-working, you know, skilled artist.
He a normal subgenius has a
he's
much
only
smaller
killed three or four children, and they weren't even human children.
Little
really.
Paul cried. Little Paul cried.
You mean little mutated...
It was legal then.
Well, that's really horrible.
Jeff, what's come over you? We've got three.
Mutated, like, pieces of humans?
37, 38, 39, 40. Okay, we're all in line now. So, where are we going to march to?
Is it that march thing again?
It's that march thing we have to do now.
Well, what did we do? Where did we march to last year? We marched up to the Temple of the Pipe last year, right?
The fire drill.
Ultimate and cover.
I'm in love.
Duck and cover.
And we marched to the execution chamber last year.
No,
I do this myself.
See, do you want to march to the tennis courts this year?
And made a deal.
We're going to have a subgenius march on tennis courts? Is that what's happening?
None of
the tennis court oath of the Church of the Subgenius.
Thank God
the tennis should be outlawed in America.
Tennis shoe oath. Yes. No. That's
not
the
tennis
only
shoes.
Sport that's
stupid.
That you're any good at? You're the only sport. That's the only sport you're any good at? Okay, so we should keep tennis then. Let's get rid of soccer.
I realize it's all about sex, you know, anyway. But and you don't, I don't know what happened to all the great attempts at a women's wrestling league went. But
did you see when Sexual Chocolate in May got it on and produced a baby, and she was like 84?
Oh, no!
That's good plot, man. He's hiding out.
You mean,
well, how about that? What do you think about it?
This was before American Gladiators, which also died out. What happened to American Gladiators?
Right? You like that
they
game?
They killed
right?
each Tanya. Other off.
It's all about Tanya Knight. Who was,
they died. It was that was such
they
a.
They all died, but from the ice. The steroids killed them.
She was ice.
Or there, and they some of them, you know, there were a lot of accidents on camera.
To cultural, you know, sexual taste.
Between the accidents and the steroids, they died.
Yeah, they all died off. Well, the American Gladiators.
Died off. No,
that's what happens to real gladiators.
No, I don't know. But they're not hip now. Now it's fitness contests.
Where'd you get that shirt? Man, that shirt is really, really cute.
MDC, this is where it's at.
We're not still on the air. There's no way this is being broadcast on
the
air.
There's no way.
You guys are like just giving away all the real secrets.
31 minutes ago.
We're not on the air anymore.
31 minutes
we went on 48 minutes ago.
What's next on the
agenda?
It's
like almost 6 now, huh?
Yeah, wasn't there a script?
Yes, would you like to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear the script.
The threat?
First hour, introduction to Gates, subgenius panel, the next 100 years. I think we covered that pretty well.
Pretty well, yeah. We covered the next 100
I think if
years.
Anyone was listening during the first hour, they certainly know what the next 100 years has in store.
Like, right.
Or if the store is closed, what to do. Second hour, awards dinner.
I'm
still full, man. I'm stuffed from that dinner.
The next 100 years awards, those were all handed out, right?
I got my award.
I announced some awards, but
no, there were only two awards given, Philo and Wellness.
I didn't give any, but I announced some.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You didn't get an award.
Well, I announced 12 awards and got one.
Wow, you look really well.
Now, the third hour, as you remember...
Well. I got nothing.
You announced 6 awards and got none.
The third hour, as you remember, was the musical jam.
Yeah, we had the musical jam.
Yeah, that was the band whose name that we
won't talk
dare not
mention or break it because nobody can remember the band's
name. Nobody can remember band's name.
Fourth Hour, Church Reform.
Church Reform.
Well, I think it's pretty much reformed, don't
we
you?
Have, is that we the have fourth definitely thing? Reformed. We've changed our forgiven ourselves what? As what we know we our people have
the
forgiven
The Fifth
us.
Hour, which is
name
the one we're in.
Thing
we don't need
oh,
to.
Oh, this talking now?
Yeah, the Fifth Hour is the one we're in right now. Open mics.
You know, it's like
open mic.
I'm sure
it's the laboratory.
Past crimes.
Yeah, make the most of it.
Open mics. Make the most of it.
No more rigid programming. No more structure.
That's going to be like a subgenius.
Yeah, make the most of this open mic. Free. You can say anything you want. Talk about anything you like. That's right.
It's like a Bobby.
It's going to be like a rock and roll party now. It's a real subgenius beach party. Now that we've thrown away the script.
I thought the corruption at the top part was swept under the rug, but apart from that,
that was
very useful.
That did go by very quickly.
Yes.
Maybe we could plan on the next.
I mean, how does Stang make all that money?
Right. And where
when
is
we
it?
Get to the next 100 years,
where
we'll discuss
it?
How Stang makes his money.
You saw his limo.
Thank
you. Saw
you.
It.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I saw the limo I was
we
in.
We know how he spends it. Now we
want to
know. There he is now.
Yeah.
Off of this.
It's not,
looking for food.
It's not how much money we get. It's how we spend it.
From this flimsy, cheap-ass church with nothing to its name,
we
have this executive director who's like rolling in powdered sugar.
But it's how we spend it.
Well, and here you are. I've quite out the Newcastle for you tonight.
The things we enjoy the most.
Yeah, like cameras.
Well, actually, I haven't been to, I guess it's called...
Because we know that's what you
Toys
would want.
Toys in Babeland.
From us. Your
that's
hierarchy.
Girls, I think.
Where's Puzzling Evidence anyway, my co-host?
Puzzling Evidence
again,
is
the man that shot Bob
taking a break right
shot.
Now.
I know
you're like, need to, you no, Bud needs to head to the bathroom or something. I think he needs like a potty break or something.
4:30. In the morning.
Oh, I get you. Like cold.
Way, let's see. He's AWOL, man. Puzzling Evidence is AWOL.
He is a wall.
He's a wall.
He's talking to him. It's just like talking to him.
What does it mean? Absent without official leave or something like that? Is that what it is?
That's right. Absent without official leave.
Yeah.
You can get the break
you
for that.
Plug the station, man. Don't ever, ever do that again. Ever do that again. Northern California is black in the power surge when we plug the station
folks,
next year.
If you don't have any lights in your building anymore.
Don't say folks, we're off the air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, now's the
now
time.
There are no folks anymore.
Yeah, we've outlasted
them all.
That's right.
So,
this last 30 minutes is just for us.
We
just
will continue the.
No callers dare call.
We scared all the callers.
The broadcast here from SoFA.com.
They don't dare show up.
What we're doing now
is
we're taping. Taping the entire proceedings. And we'll play the rest of the.
Or anywhere else.
The rest of the retreat next week.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it shouldn't be done.
Look, there is a.
Hope you enjoyed it till about.
At some
4
point in the
when,
third hour,
we were forced
the
off
hour
the air.
Slack
by the police.
Wasn't that voted in to turn into the hour of
you'll
slack?
Be hearing this announcement next week. It's on tape now. We're going to continue covering this retreat no matter what the police say, no matter what they do.
Right. No matter how big the barricade or the fire gets.
And they can shut us off the air, but they're not going to get us out of sulfur bombs.
I'm sorry we forgot to. We couldn't answer that call as you came in a minute ago. Caller because we were in the middle of our routine.
I saw no caller.
I'm leaving him off. Until
you saw no caller. We know there's at least one listener left out there. That after the 5 hour show we have beat them up so bad. They're in such poor shape.
You're my sweetie.
Wait.
Hey, you guys took Princess Peach
until 5 o'clock.
The poor caller.
Oh, he's taking it down the. He's taking it down the home court.
Take the caller in.
Let
the caller.
All right. Okay.
Bring the caller in.
All right, and then we're gonna have.
Bring the caller in.
We're gonna have.
The eighth one.
Seems like I'm the only one on now.
You're the only caller. You're the only listener left. How do you feel getting all the power of this radio station?
I feel pretty good. Pretty good indeed.
Should be like at least 2 or 3 inches off your bed right now. The sheet should be hovering in the air.
Oh, yeah, some suffering.
Well,
man.
We've got a lot of time to go.
Out of gas right now.
Yeah.
Doug is packing up his presents.
That's true.
And,
amazing.
Oh, man.
It's amazing what the show can do. There's another listener. You should be.
Wait.
All right, company.
Now, first listener, you should be feeling your power starting to diminish slightly.
Yeah, I understand.
No,
you know Bob Dobbs for he was.
Okay, we.
He left.
Oh, the second listener couldn't take the power drain.
What a little wussy.
The second listener couldn't take the power surge.
I'm the sole survivor in the Battle of Dobstown. Also known.
They're so weak. They just can't hang on.
It's 25 of the show's going to be over soon.
Yeah, it's going to take us months and weeks and years to pack up. We've got so much crap laid out here.
You know what this means for the new world, the so-called Western Hemisphere?
And would you go to the hospital?
Yes. For you? Yes.
You need to go to the hospital. That wound on your face is starting to fester.
Yes. Well, that's actually Farsi buzz.
Is that a wound or is that...
It's a form of infectious
glandular. Oh, that's
glandular.
His nose, I see.
Farsi I thought his face was on fire.
Giant red and how about that jacket? That, I like that jacket. That's kind of like that velveteen, crushed velvet
velveteen,
look.
I'm
sorry for everything.
Austin Powers.
You are? Well, I'm glad somebody is.
No, I just got that.
Philo, you're just sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry.
A flavor that was the blackest.
I woke up this morning and I looked out and I just said, I am just sorry.
They didn't have that flavor in the ladies at Rite Aid.
I'm sorry about you. I'm sorry about me.
I'm sorry. You brought it up. Let me tell you something.
I'm sorry I got up and went.
I went looking for Black Void, and this actually is called Natural.
I was like,
did you like
me? I'm sorry.
The other show.
Well, I know that we've got our operatives out. They're investigating the show.
All right, I need
you're on that other show now.
Flip flopping like it has tonight.
We
got three callers now.
Now we have all the. They want to know where I'm going. I'm going to the balcony.
We don't care where he's going. He's going to the balcony. Yeah, you made the choice. Get off.
We're here. He will get off on balcony.
And we don't need.
He's going to take some
back. We don't need formats. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Does not.
It's all connected.
Does it
you don't
matter?
Think it's connected?
Yes, it does. And of course.
And yet, it's all a choice.
Out on the,
am I alone out here?
No.
Balcony.
Are you on the balcony?
Balcony, yeah. Shucks. Dang loud cut. What the heck? I'm alone on this deck. I wonder why. There ain't no reason why. I just sit back. Get up. Should I eat? Nah. Go back to sleep.
Check yes, the caller. You pretty much have no choice now. You might as well just pull the trigger. The show's almost over.
Someone with me.
No, no one's with you. You're alone, bitter, cold, sitting on the little park bench.
No prospects.
No prospects. Except that one cartridge in the old 1872 flintlock.
Uh-huh.
And it would just feel great to relax and forget it all.
Just relax.
Turn on the A-track. Listen to early Subgenius tapes.
We used to listen to Billy Joel back in the day.
Or an early Negative Land CD. You know, they don't have E.
Yeah, you got that marble
on. I don't know. I speak. I get reverb. You speak. We get reverb. A-track. Was it good?
For all of you, too. He's doing his own little band. It's the show.
Wait, you missed that back. Go back. You missed that one line.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
How's that?
Moondog.
Are you moondog?
Are you?
Soon it will be first light, and it will come and wash away all the
pain, the torment, this torture, and the evidence.
It's fun to question reality. Have Smith and Wesson point it to your forehead.
You think about life.
Have
the show pointed at your forehead?
And you get bored, and you drink a beer or something. And then you might watch some TV or listen to a show.
Exactly.
Or you might go in the bathroom and do whatever
you want.
And then you put that gun back to your head and you question reality.
Again.
Like we all do. It's pretty funny, though. Questioning reality.
When we get to the end of these 100 years, we'll have to talk about the next one.
Caller, are you there?
I'm right here.
Right on.
Questioning reality with a gun to your head.
See, he's doing the voice of Joyride,
like
the truck driver on the CB radio.
I like when the callers in which I live, in which I die.
We can all do it.
Yeah, I mean, people whine about peace, and, you know, and to be truthful, the only way we'll be able to get peace is if everybody dies.
Well, that just depends on your definition of peace.
Bigotry, racism,
like, just remember that war is the natural state of man, and peace is the aberration.
We're evil, we're some kind of sick joke, but we live our life, and we aspire, and we're all born with an expiration date. But I guess what you do in life,
that's it. I don't even think you need to guess it. You got a light on the button.
Yeah.
So we build these connections, and we burn bridges. That's what we do. It's like some people say, like, you have to control by fear. Some people say it's all about a choice. Maybe choose a path of light, love, positive. Maybe we can be strong. And, like,
17 minutes.
I mean,
17 minutes.
Path, you know? No one else
Madness.
For you. You make your own points in life, and well, what you do is what you do.
We were accused of paying too much.
I've been paying too much for so long.
The deal from hell that became a hell of a deal.
That's all I'm saying.
We were billions ahead, and by the way, we got Paramount, the studio, the television operation, the library for nothing.
Huh. So what happened to those sub guys? I guess they died off, right?
Dr. Drummond, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still at the rest of us are at the party.
Oh, okay. Well,
what are you guys doing over the? Are you? You're still at the station?
Yeah, I'm still here at the station.
You're not still on the air, are you?
I guess so. I don't know.
The show ended like an hour ago.
Turn the radio on and see if you hear me, okay?
We will madness.
Go turn the radio on.
You're imagining things.
And see if you hear me, all right?
It was.
That's pointless, man. You're not on the radio.
Madness.
Go try it out. Just. Humor me.
In that you had so little time.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2. Am I on the radio?
Unless it's a win-win, you both lose.
Please call me down and tell me if I'm on the radio.
Dr. Drummond, look, why don't you just come on down to the party?
What party?
God.
Oh, the party.
What?
The party. Oh, the party. Okay.
He is totally fried. It's so sad. I remember.
He had too much show.
He was a really, yeah.
He had too much show tonight, I'm afraid.
He used to be able to do hours and hours.
These five-hour shows will whip you up.
Now, look at him.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
He's burned out.
Little 4.5 hours, and he's like babbling into the microphone. Nobody's listening.
Whipped out.
No, Drummond's a burnout.
I know, yeah.
He's just burned out.
Make way for the new generation. Cut the dead.
Yeah, one of these guys, like, get out of the way. And, like,
you know, like,
let us young people take
over. Yeah, like, you know, like,
I'd like to, but
They won't step down, the way it was, the way it's going to be. Oh, you have to wait for somebody to die, man.
And look at the clothes they wear. Is that?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Doggone little kids.
And look, they listen to
baby girl.
Hey, man. I hope I die before I get old.
Yeah.
I give the church
man, I'm not going to live that old, man. If I do, man, kill me, man.
Dodgy old man.
Oh.
any negative consequences.
You got a deal, dude.
Okay, you do it for me, man. I'll do it for you.
No, no, I'll just do it for you.
Oh, so what's going on down there at the party?
That's good enough.
Let's go kill Drummond, man.
What's going on at the party down there, boys? Hey, boys.
What?
Young boys.
Yes?
You youthful young geniuses.
Yeah, well, we're
what's
like,
going on at the party?
We're moshing in the pit with some naked chicks, man.
Oh, you are? Yeah, do you have the, like, the wrestling, the mud wrestling and the... Yeah, I mean, the Mozilla oil.
You gotta
oil
have
and
tight abs,
that.
Though. And
if I wanted to accept that premise, you know? I would see a lot of negative implications.
I pledge allegiance to the illusion, to the pyramid scheme for which
so
it stands.
So you're pledging the allegiance?
With underinformed, with error and excess by all. Everybody up.
By the Dobbs early live.
We used to be able to do that like for hours,
just,
man.
It catches all this little horn.
Are you getting old,
my
too?
Waddle.
Hey, man, are you getting old?
Yeah, my finger catches. See, I can't get it. And it catches.
We're
going
to waddle on down to the show.
That's on that old horn.
It's all done.
Because really, folks, we were just kidding when we said the show ended an hour ago.
Media companies don't dominate anybody.
Actually still going on now.
Yeah, but I bet it, no, it's ending now, but it can end for another 15 or 20 minutes.
It's probably going to end for about another 14 minutes. 14
well,
minutes.
Well, I could then chop that up and make endings for 14 different hours
you know,
of slack.
Like
okay, let's do it. Let's start doing endings right now. Okay, here's the first ending. Okay.
Like a little bit of life left.
Praise so Bob. You have been listening to Subgenius Radio Ministry. Your hour of slack. Here in the city of... Actually, well, that does it. We really don't need to do
anything. We're done. Yeah, just loop that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fine.
And just fill in there.
Okay, we can go home now. Everybody pack up.
Hello. Prince Michael Pepe is trying to speak.
You have stopped talking too early. No, there is much time. Even only 13 minutes.
We Americans are doing better every day.
Still extol the glories of the church, if that is what we want.
And the home.
What is, the question is, what have you know? What have we left the people with? I think it's unity. There's no question.
Fraternity.
Hey, Michael Pepe.
Diversity.
Right.
You need to go to the hospital.
Slack.
Only today we took a giant step on the
floor. Only now, though,
invitation.
We should decide some specific things. Number one, okay, first of all. First of all, we should decide that there should be another one.
What?
Like this, another thing like this. It doesn't necessarily have to only be annual.
Oh, you mean another five-hour show? Are you kidding?
That there should be tapes made for participants to look over and study
and buy.
It really is amazing to me that we established that great itinerary and script and we followed it to a T.
Sure, okay.
I think we agreed that there should be more presence at Burning Man.
And T-shirts.
Not one jot or tittle was missing.
T-shirts, come on.
That's a new thing. You can't put it on the agenda.
That's not new.
It's
common currency in our culture.
Neither a jot nor a tittle was missing.
That's your goal. You go with that. All I'm saying is...
They provide entertainment, which the consumer has a right to accept or reject.
And
that's right.
We
and that's
need,
what our main
an open invitation.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Let us see.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody will, that one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-hmm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
We don't really go for quality, we go for quantity. The main thing is we get as much of it out there as possible, and it's up to you, the discerning listener's brain, to sort through it and find the inner humor, and then bask in the subliminal.
And they try to provide a diversity of entertainment.
I see the callers are calling. They're still trying to get in.
But we don't, we all just try to get in.
We can't let them in.
Exactly. Through entertainment, like you.
Don't let them in.
Don't
let them agree.
Okay, this is a private party
now. Don't let them share a single paradigm.
The sacred elite are in your ear. The sacred elite.
No secret, America.
Our country goes wrong like this. Very soon, darling, we will hold
it. No secrets except our secrets.
Soon, darling, please help.
So that would be our world. 848-4425, we tell you a secret.
See, when you're in your own little world, you don't feel like you're in your own little world. You feel like you're covering it all. You got everything covered. You're well-rounded. You're taking care of business. As long as you're in your own little world.
Well, how does one know that you're not in one's own little world?
Oh, now there's the old famous rub. Now, ain't it?
Yep, that's the secret part that you can't figure out.
Right, because you can't think about your own brain. Not really.
Not really.
Trusting that in future national emergencies...
National emergency!
We must face the picture of that.
In the future, there will be no more disease, no more pain, no sorrow, no suffering.
In the future, everything will be fair. That's really what's missing from this world, this flesh, this devil. It's just not fair.
We need to clone the unfairness out of the human genome.
The devil is in a tedious collection of genes. We'll breed out this gene.
We should have a fair.
To create a pure man.
Right. KPFA is always having fairs, aren't they? We should have a fair. KPFA, fair.
The world should be fair. It said so in this rule book.
Starting
when I was born,
all
I was
weekend,
told,
that's right.
The world will be fair.
In the street,
otherwise, it wouldn't
right
be fair.
Right out in front of KPFA, this weekend will be the first annual KPFA fair.
More frightened from it by the menaces of destruction.
There'll be no feed.
Far be it from us
no feed
to deny
fair
this fair.
It's a free fair.
Fine.
Our fair is free.
No fee. FM dial. KPFA, the fair.
Let's do a music thing.
Okay.
I would like some aspirin.
8 minutes.
Michael Pepe has just suggested that we go out with a bang. And yet no one else.
Well, you know, that's easy for him to say. He's got okay, that dynamite strapped to his chest and a death wish. I happen to want to live forever and make $1 billion.
Yeah, I would like. I agree with Reverend.
Gary's on the ground.
I would like
Gary is on the floor.
Well,
okay, sleeping. He's actually sleeping.
See, I'm part of the prosperity subgenius church. I'm part of a slack build, slack indeed, slack spreading. Because friends, slack isn't slack. Just like your manure. It's always coming. Well, it's not always coming out of
when you get in trouble. If you leave your slack all around the one place, you just keep a big old stinky thing.
That
you gotta take your slack and spread it around
across
your
first your own yard and your own life.
And then
after you've started your own growth, self-replicating, the snowball rolling and growing,
then you can spread your slack and smear it.
Up
upon the windows and the curbs and the mailboxes of others. Sling your slack over their treetops. Paper their houses. Paper your neighbor's house.
For only $3. Where else?
Only you can do it.
$5.
$11.
Did you hear about that guy that won the Darwin Award? He was a counterfeiter making $14 bills.
You know,
$14 bills. What would it look like?
You can't stay
glued
for the next 7 minutes, then you just...
MLK what?
Well, you're probably going to get bombarded with commercials that kind even of thing in that small really amount of time. If you're just surfing the FM dial. Right.
That kind of thing to really jaw the audience.
But yeah, we're telling you that Nixon
my own internal
initiated a madman strategy. He tried to secret nuke.
The problem's not with the show. The problem's with the human race. If you people had eight or nine ears, you wouldn't have any trouble following eight or nine conversations.
Well, that's true. But the problem's really with the server. We need to reboot the server. That's the problem. Everything will be fixed when we reboot the server.
Our policy was so stupid.
Are you mean metaphorically the Big Bang? Start the whole universe again? Reboot?
I'm talking about everything that has some type of a starting mechanism. We need to go back and start them again.
I'm not going to share that with you.
Well, the starting mechanism revolves around time itself.
And I think
so if
that
we can
starts with
start,
me.
Restart time.
Yeah, we,
but like, that's kind of silly. There. Big talk.
First me, then you.
Yeah, I think we'll be doing that at 5 a.m. We'll be restarting time.
Restart time in your own life.
Yeah,
you can't restart the next guy's time.
Like the
you just
got to
boot. You can boot up. You can reboot yourself.
This
kick
combined
yourself in
over the
head.
That one 5-hour host about. Durability show.
That's right.
That one time.
In that one painful
had,
time.
I know that the play
kick
tonight.
Yourself in the head.
The Church of the Subgenius.
That
the next 100 years. I
brought to you by the First Church of the Last Lamb.
I think you put your finger on it, Reverend.
You were there.
There's two ways of going through life.
Today, isn't it? That April.
Straining your bladder and holding it in, or kicking yourself as hard as you can in the head with a steel-toed boot. Your own steel-toed boot.
There's Reverend.
You got to be limber to kick yourself in the head with a steel-toed boot.
Yeah, I think they've had a few too.
But friends, ultimately, it's better than withholding your pig. Are you going to join the ranks of the peach guy, or are you going to kick yourself in the forehead?
I'm up here in the station.
Go ahead. Well, why don't you just forget the boot and just continue holding your pig?
Your seat is wet now.
You know it hurts. The time before. Before the pee is painful, and yet you prolong it. You pay 20% interest to the conspiracy. Not a pee.
He's had one too many.
A pee hole test.
What are you doing to yourself?
April 1st.
So
is
what
he
time
still
does
trying
the party
to
start?
Get people to go to that thing?
What about that pee dog?
If you were
please,
free, you just let go, baby. You just
come
watch go, baby.
You'd let it flow.
I don't hear the music, but go, baby.
Can't they just
baby,
stand home
go
and do it like, April 1st? Okay, I'm in the parade.
They could call it in. They could call it in.
Just call in the parade.
I'll give you my cell phone number, and you can call the cell phone number.
No, it's not really that important to actually go and do anything.
No, I'm 108.
You have to wear something funny while you're sitting at home calling in the parade.
In the
call it in. Rain or shine.
A real nice place to raise
2003.
Oh, yeah, that place.
Whether we need it or not.
Life is a beautiful parade. Like at the end of a Federico Fellini movie.
We will all go at 5 a.m.
I know.
5:01 a.m.
I know. I never know.
Listen to the Subgenius Children's Choir singing.
Except for that.
Commissioner Joey.
I know.
But
he goes to a stupid place.
Good time.
Your house. I'm going to your house.
Yeah, okay. If you want to be an Airedale.
Goddamn Airedale.
You have been there.
Dog face, jar head Airedale.
Thank yourself in there.
Skimmer.
Call the show.
On the show tonight.
And you know, slack. You know, too much slack.
This show is all about snack.
That's right.
Oh, it was?
We gave you the secret to
I know.
But you know,
you've got to play the game back. Is it possible to have too much?
It's the truth. It's funny. The closer you get, the nearer you are.
And there they are.
And it's
you can't hear the show.
Is it possible to have too much slack, Reverend Stan?
You are very unlucky.
The adoring crowds coming up. As
one,
what
was it? Our bop, 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 bop was still there. I was like,
bop, bop, and long.
Candy.
It's the entertainment hour of Elon Funny Show.
94.1.
You have to listen to the whole thing.
Certainly, California,
just like we did.
It's the show SaintStupid.com.
SaintStupid.com. www.com.
That ancient mystery.
The world's one pretty true.
Oh, it's pretty. Pretty true.
Church.
I don't hear the music, but go, baby, go!
You're already on my brain. And standing by.
Makes my hair stand on it.
No, no, our clock's clear. No, it's like, it's...
And now?
A half a minute.
We have... close to the end.
Michael Pepe's freaking out, man. Somebody throw a blanket.
Dreaming, guys.
What have we done? What have we done?
I'm sorry. Listeners, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was part of this.
Gary at the gates.
I'm not really part of this. I'm sorry I'm part of this.
The painful death of you know it should deserve.
Of the end of the show.
And yet, it lingers on.
And...
like
no, where's the next show?
Named Max that lived for 18 months without a head.
How am I going to get back to Niles, man?
All right, that's it. It's 5 o'clock. We're done.
This is where you punch out?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I don't give any more. No more than I have to, you know?
Yep.
You know?
They said five.
They said five. I'm doing five. I'm not doing any more.
You know, it really takes a worried man.
And the show continues to light up like a Christmas tree. Full of telephone.
That's right. Get ready for the big segue. I think we go into gospel music.
I think it's First Light.
Storms happening.
The news maybe with...
Well, puzzling. It looks like that just about wraps it up.
Yep. Oh, I get it.
And gee, what can you say at the end of a Subgenius executive retreat except, well, come back next year. You only have 100 to go.
Yeah. Shows?
Yeah.
100 more annual business.
Maybe we should do the next 200 years.
God, I hate these things.
This has
rich food, boring speeches.
A combined operation. Over the Edge and the Puzzling Evidence Show. Together... for your, was it listening enjoyment? Would you call
it
that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They listened and they enjoyed.
All right. No.
And then it was over.
We hope you didn't listen too carefully.
A lot of church secrets in there.
This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno.
Segway.
You'll be back next week. Puzzling Evidence at 3 o'clock next week. Over the Edge will return in 2 weeks at midnight on Thursday. And, what can you say? What's up, huh?
What could we have not said in the last 5 hours?
I think we didn't say a lot of things that we're too sensitive to deal with.
Yeah, that's true.
Mainly the corruption at the top and staying raw in it. But we will get to that at the next retreat.
Yeah, I guess so. That didn't wait a year, sure.
Lecture them if they can't take a joke.
Good night.
Gee, everything's run out. Oh,
yeah.
What?
The show's running out over the floor there.
Except for this.
Beanies are standing up now.
All right, let's clean up.
Hail the sex comic.
Take your old terror CDs.
Stupid.
Oh,
my God,
Gabe.
You're going to shoot us. That's all right. Fine.
All right, that's the end of the show. We're off the air. Okay, that is a relief.
Don't worry, mics aren't continually turned on or anything.
That was a really tough show to do. Like, I found it very difficult to think of anything to say.
Me too.
And I think everybody did a wonderful job. Now I think
I don't know what's on now, but
there's a lot of CD-age in there. A lot of fragments. Yeah, now they serve Vienna sausage by the pool.
I certainly hope. I hope the next show comes along soon because we're just out clean out of everything.
No, it's just completely. You know, I could play music. You know,
we don't have any. We've used it all,
and so normally there'd be a beautiful.
I am not going to repeat a record.
Okay,
not,
I can't
not
say
after
beautiful.
A show like that.
Right, let's see. Let me rephrase my my observation here. Oh my God.
Just cleaning up. Just cleaning up. The next show should be on.
That should really insult about 10%
of
listeners.
What you do now is like play tapes.
That next show should be on any moment.
Yeah. Knock tapes we're just off. We're just knocking down the show that you listened to, which was a 5-hour business.
I don't know.
Business.
They should have something running now, but they don't, and it's not really my responsibility. I was hired for the 5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, and it's That's now four past five. I see no point in going on with this. I think we've pretty much covered the whole thing.
Why don't you? Turn on the radio and
plus,
put the microphone next to the radio.
Plus, I mean, I'm a member of the union, and I am not.
So you're
going,
not even supposed to be on the air right now.
No, I'm not. We're not on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't.
Oh,
be on
so
the
we're
air.
Not on the air. That's right. Well, so right now it's just
we're on
dead
the air,
air,
but we're not doing
well,
anything.
I thought you guys were joking when you said we weren't on the air.
No,
oh,
it's
no.
Just dead air right now.
That was right. That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, I thought nobody can. In
oh no, I thought you were kidding. No, that's right.
He was kidding. Yeah.
That's why we're down here.
Is he wrong?
No.
All right.
He's staying.
I hope. Here's First Light. What would you like to cue up, please?
That's reverence, Dad.
Because we have to just keep talking until.
Here, use
until,
this.
Until you know the show stops, dies. And Stang's over there. And he thinks
right,
we are off
here. First Light is here now. We will have a brand new program starting. When will
someday.
That start? All right, that will start any minute. Okay. They're gone.
One last time, Royal, the whole section 5, so you get a momentum up.
Bye.
And baby down, Cal, it's time for the Leslie Evans Show. Brought to you by the Plexo Mattress Company. Dr. Cal Robbins, Dr. Gary Gaprofran, and Leslie Evans.
I'm with you now.
The show. Boy, driving along like this is just great. Woo! Listening to horrible radio show. Listening to the horrible sound in this horrible car.
On this horrible show.
Listen to the hiss of the motor. Wow, listen to those splices in the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was that one time when I had this dream that I was listening to these old tapes over and over again.
Over and over and over again.
It was from the times back before the fall of Dogstown. I remember when we was working for MTV secretly. We was one of their tentacles, they called us. That time didn't last very long.
Simple answer, dear friend.
What a time.
Wow. It's almost as if I can hear them ancient whispers. But it was all in the dream.
Look at all those people. They must be really successful.
Wow, look at this pamphlet. It's typeset. They must have a skyscraper, just like it says here.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to go join this cult.
Wow, look at these devil girls.
Lie about it. And it will be built. And so the great edifice of this subgenius skyscraper rose from the lies of its co-sub founder. Its foundation, a sandy shifting beach of lies, trash, puzzling evidence, old used up the broke friends, cans of Sterno,
and one horrible slippery jainer lying in a heap at the bottom of the gun.
Wow, look, and they only wash most of your mind.
And there were great chanting crowds and laughing crazed witch women, buckets of pills handed out to all the adoring fans for only $30 a ticket.
Those were the days.
They used to
back when the guns were loaded.
Back when the guns were loaded and so was the audience, back before the days of the wee-wee test. Now, even the Church of the Subgenius drug tests.
Do they, they drug test?
Even before the days of Wii.
So let's go through the panoply of characters that have,
was the Cyclops.
Babification of the church. What happened to Gobi?
The last time I saw Gobi, Reverend Gobi, the lovely gal, was stark, bare naked except for body paint, standing on the road of Brushwood Campground at Starwood, saying that she had outgrown not only Bob, but also paganism, and was about to move on to some new thing. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but...
But it was a
Reverend,
new
interest. She's in Georgia now, and she's no longer Reverend Gobi. She almost became Mrs. Bleepo, though, point in
she
there.
She called me at 2 in the morning once to tell me she'd seen Natural Born Killers, and it reminded her of me.
When I went to see that movie, the first thing I thought of was, why, that reminds me of Puzzling Evidence. When Rodney Dangerfield came on, I thought, yes, that's old Puzzling there.
You can see the tattoo of Bob on Rodney Dangerfield's shoulder. And now he carries the pipe of Bob up the electric hill. That's why we have the Queen of UFOs here, so she can tell us what happens up at the top of the electric field.
You really don't want to know. I don't think you really, really, really want to know.
Princess, we are Doe, Queen of all the UFOs, here to herald in the new old age.
On the last show, folks.
Last. This is it. This is the last chance.
The end.
The time to come to grips.
Broadcasting simultaneously here in Berkeley, California, and in Cleveland.
Yes, and in the haunted station of Dallas, Texas, and in poor burning Atlanta, as the Y2K bug, the pyro bug, they called it, sets fire to city after city. Here in California at KPFA, we can watch on the Interocitor as Atlanta burns. Then, as the great Y2K conflagration approaches Cleveland, the WCSB there, Rhodes Tower, burns. Einstein's secret orchestra still only tuning up as the Titanic of radio stations tumps over and goes straight down into the same void that all of us will meet together in on the other side of the great turnover. The advent of the angelic host when the Exodus... Actually, you know, Bob Prophecy tells us that we have nothing to fear from the Y2K bug. Heck, we've still got to work on the Y0K bug. We haven't exterminated that yet. It'll still be around. And even though the computers won't be, the toasters will stop working.
Toasters?
Yes.
Neighbors will be very disturbed.
The toasters will start making bread cold.
Like the old ovens used to, back when the Indians had wooden negatives.
Refrigerators, however, will heat up and cook things.
Oh, this is really going to be confusing.
Hey, I hear that thing coming.
They call it Y2K. It's going to divide.
It's the last show, folks.
It's the end. We promised the end of the world many times.
Look, over here in India, they're trying to pull the sun up of the other side of the world. Maybe they can not be the end. But here in America, we know it's the end.
is gay ancient. I don't want to watch the world cave in tonight, and we mustn't disappear.
Listen to Sister Melodious Chops there in the background singing her new hit song that it's talked about a one-week hit. She's only got one more week to hit it in.
Hitting her in the middle of the head for a year now.
Repeatedly.
Didn't do anything with it. But there it is. Here it is.
The bug just killed the record. That was the first example. And, oh, there went another brain cell. There was another example. Oh, there went one of my eardrums. Oh, there went my elbow. The bug. Hey, the old Y2K crank bugs are getting me. They're crawling all over my skin.
There's
crank bugs. Y2K crank bugs everywhere. Ah, they're burning. The sun's getting colder.
What does it all mean, folks? Does it? Possible benefit could there be to checking the listener's chart? It doesn't look good.
We're losing the. Hey, you guys have lost the listener so many times. I'm sure that's an old gag around here.
And whole meatpacking plants blare the show.
What? Yes. You've lost? What? We're losing the meatpacking plant.
Darn. They have a pig station, too.
Well,
so what happened?
Well, Lonesome.
X Day?
Huh?
I'm just trying to see what's on the radio, Jim.
What do you mean, what happened at X Day? Why, it's obviously, evidently, just as Bob predicted, he screwed up. I mean, he is, after all, as hard as it may be to imagine that a preacher or a holy man like Bob Dobbs might lie or screw up or anything like that. Why, that's just exactly what he said he would do. And besides, if you look at the fine print, it does, after all, say, 2001, Exists Leave.
Oh, right. So yeah, it wasn't arrive, it was leave.
Yes. Obviously, July 5th, year 2000, Triple X Day, friends. Sure, we were.
Get some real.
We were. Sure, Bob screwed us on X Day 99 and X Day 98, but we can't wait to be royally screwed again on XXX Day 2000. So, what the hell? We're not going to let the Jehovah's Witnesses out-kook us, are we? Those guys have had five end of the world. This will be our fifth. I've been kind of disappointed, though, in the millennium nuts. Where are they?
Yeah, that's true, man.
Those of us who were millennium crackpot, crackpotologists and crackpots, either one or both, in my case, have long expected that there would be epidemics of suicides, not to mention the hail of comets and the lava flowing through the streets and the core of Babylon on that chocolate triceratops.
That trail of kisses, Hershey's kisses behind it.
Yeah, and where is all that excitement? All we get is an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Great. Where these are the end times? So, a human prophecy is not to be trusted, friends. Only the divine
revelation.
Just which sex?
Oh my God. Is this for real?
This is just a tape. Relax.
Just a tape.
It is not the day before.
The day before the
week
end.
Between.
Or the last
it's
show.
Just the show.
You are not really here.
There we go.
Hey,
now you're tuned up.
Air is just great. It's fun. Here, one
another one.
listener.
If you just keep breathing and
you got some more listener?
Air with all
got
of
some more
head.
Buck, a little girl. Here, have some more Wellman.
The inside will eventually become larger than the outside.
Have some more
I don't know quite wait how to explain this, but I put my trust
few, can
in
I give,
Bob.
Can I feed you a I few more lies, little girl?
Much larger than the
pretty
outside
balloons.
Ever was.
Yes, but they're shiny and candy-like lies, aren't they?
Sometimes
yes. Here,
I
why don't you try one on and see how it feels?
I've had trouble finding my
I'm
way
afraid.
Out.
That lie feels good, doesn't it?
Morning.
I guess it kind of does.
Bob,
yeah, sure, come on, relax. Get into the lie. Feel the lie. Live the lie. Be like Bob.
Came with my glands.
Say, baby.
Wow, that fits pretty well.
The same thing
hey,
to
you're
me.
One of those
I
big head chicks,
too?
Aren't you?
Yes,
well, he knows my big head.
Yo, you better believe I noticed your big head, baby. Where did you get that big head?
Free the stenches of all the normals and minks around you.
About?
You'll be able to sell
kind of cool.
Anything, son, just like
my joy.
I can't wait till that Bob time train comes around the bend.
What's he talking about?
Son, did sign the application.
Yeah. I was... Interesting to listen to all those early cuts.
Well,
that
I want to tell you something. The world is tired of dead preaching preachers.
Preaching.
Dead, I know.
Undead preachers preaching undead sermons to undead congregations.
It's time to be manipulated.
Brother, I want to tell you something.
Old Reverend Stevie Hambone cut that tape.
Oh, that's
Hambone.
That's right.
I can't remember his name today.
He's in Japan. He's doing the Japanese ministry. The outreach. There he is heard in the background. He learned a lot from Swagger. He sounds just like Jimmy Swagger.
Show business.
But they hadn't had enough of Bob, babe. And so we continue to the crumble dubs now the throats of America and spread the manure of this greater salesman and prophet across the airways.
Reverend Ivenstein continued across the hot desert of civilization, spreading the message of Bob.
There's got to be a woman that'll touch it. Right there in the book, on the line of the checkbook. She's bound. I know. Hey, this desert, not so bad. Listen to those singing cactuses. Hey, they look like beautiful women. I'll go embrace one. Ah! Oh, it hurts good, Bob. More than sex goddesses, Bob.
And so the vision of the UFOs was held, and the queen of UFOs appeared unto him and said,
come here, little boy.
Would that be wrong?
No, wrong film. Let's see what else is here.
Wrong?
And so we're headed back toward Billy and Timmy now.
I'm dying, rising up there.
But Billy and Timmy never joined the Church of the Subgenius. They're an entirely different church.
Where's that old gal, Aunt Bertha? I knowed her back when she was a topless dancer. Before she found Jesus, she was a lot more fun back then. Aunt Bertha.
Wasn't she the one that said, live it or live with it?
Yeah, that was old Aunt Bertha.
Man, what a woman.
Them two brats, Billy and Timmy. Yeah. They grew up to be criminals. They grew up to be gangsters. Yeah. Rebellious, hateful teenagers. Yeah. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
Aunt Bertha. Where's Aunt Bertha now? If only she'd forget that religious nut trash, that Bob thing she joined, get back into table dancing. I guess she's a bit ripe for that.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
I think she's real ripe for that.
My doctor.
Extra ripe.
Did I hear the ghost of Dr. Howell?
Triple plus three ripe.
Oh,
God, if only the Y2K bug hadn't gotten to Hal first. He was always ahead of his time by about 2 weeks. And now, just alas, poor Howland. I knew him, Weardo.
I believe you.
I knew him in many ways. The good Dr. Howe, the bad Dr. Howe, the mediocre Dr. Howe, the tedious Dr. Howe, the long-winded Dr. Howe, the obscutantorous Dr. Howe, the prehistoric, rampaging Dr. Howe.
As you know, poor Dr. Howe was done in by one microchip that had a Y2K bug virus in it.
Yeah, the thing, so, it was the one that ran his flapping lips, though.
So, not able to use them, he collapsed in the desert.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to bring Dr. Hal's skeleton home. Stick it in the bone box.
In the bone room downtown on Police Street.
Later in the bone room.
It's a 420.
You know, the bone room is on the 10th floor, right above the studio that you're listening to right now.
Sergeant,
but of course,
Friday
in this
Jones.
World, there is another Ivan Stang. Yes, here in this radio world, there are two Ivan Stangs and two Queens UFO. Only one of me and no Hal.
Now, you must make the choice. Will you choose the smiling, happy, nice Stang in the white tuxedo, or the evil, bearded, Manson-like Stang enveloped in flames, the beckoning in from the void, surrounded by beautiful, naked devil women?
The sweet, angelic, smiling, glowing Princess We, or the devilish, sinister,
long-legged, forked-tailed, long-pointy, horned,
fingernailed, long-toothed.
Yes, you always pull up some of this accent grease here. There it went again. End. Another end. End after end after end. We've had more practice for the end of the world than any of these so-called experts.
Or pundits or poets. Lingerie, end of the world. Airplane models.
Been there, done that. Well, I've been paraded naked through the mud with hundreds of people pointing at me laughing.
It's great.
Huh? What?
End of the World Comics, Volume 13. I was just looking at it. It's great.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for 14. We have a big party every time it comes out.
We're just waiting for the end of the world up here on the 120th tower.
Yep, any
right
minute
the
now.
Edge.
Yeah. Another end of the world, that big deal. Mm-hmm. I remember Exchangeville 96. It was a lot more exciting than this. Bob burst into flames, screaming, rose up into the sky. Hell, the Bobbies didn't even notice. Yeah. They slept through it.
I've been watching nights of burning things. I got home and put the videotape in, and there's Bob burning up. Ooh, it was a little scary. Like, everything's burning. It must be the end of the world. That's what I thought.
Well, that's what happens when the world ends. Everything starts to burn.
And parts of the Swingin' Love Corps has played that year, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, but they didn't have Colonel Sphinx Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Sphinxster, there was no singing. No voice.
No, it wasn't right.
The Sphinxster.
You have to be careful the way you say that, don't you?
The Sphinxster was the voice of the Swingin' Love Corps.
Unto subgenius despair.
Yes.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Then came the long, dark years. When it was, see how beautiful Bob looked on Book of the Subgenius, but then the conspiracy took over, and the evil Bob appeared on Revelation X.
His bags were under his eyes, and he was just so tired and mean and
Wait, there's a mean Bob?
They admitted it. They just came right out and admitted. In fact, they tried to lure teenagers, and I was part of it, I confess. But in the last days, at the last minute, Darth Vader turned, and he grabbed Bob, lifted him up over his head, and threw him down into the nuclear power pit.
Man, he's a mean. guy.
And it was the financial, we found out it was the fake Bob all along. And the rightful Bob is now put back in his place. And all is put right. And the great elephants of the subgenius have been brought back to life. And shall climb the mountains and invade India.
I thought we get to play ourselves in the really bad movie done by American International Films of The Life and Times of Bob Dobbs High.
The Life and Times of Bob Dobbs High, starring
everybody.
Bruce Willis,
yeah,
as Puzzling Evidence.
I'm sorry I didn't bring that. I found one of those old lists. That's amazing.
Oh, we've changed the way we would do the subgenius movie.
Okay,
now we would have us played by the people that we would like to think we were like. So, in other words, Jesus Christ, my young business partner said, although he is a tall, handsome, Jesus-looking fellow, would be played by Joe Pesci, who better represents the way Jesus himself truly is.
Yeah.
I would be Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, yes.
I said Rudy Ray Moore. I would be played, I'm Reverend Ivan Stang!
By Rudy Ray Moore now, as he is now.
The old
forgetful Rudy Ray Moore.
Old Rudy Ray.
Yeah, I went to see him in Oakland. It was really fun.
I got to do a job with mighty Rudy Ray Moore. It turned out to be vaporware, though. The great run-and-gun game, Doolin Fireman, never did make it. Never became anything more than a great 3DO demo, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Damn!
With the Ivan Stang screensaver.
Oh, God. Oh, Lordy mercy.
Oh, then there's the Ivan Stang symbol font.
There's even a Dr. Legume. And then there's the Puzzling Evidence action figures.
Oh, yeah. Well, I carried a bunch of those in the car out of Burning Man.
We launched some of those on rockets at XX Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hope that was on video.
Oh, yeah. You've got it on tape.
Okay, yeah.
We'll download it now.
Every single X Day, I must say, has been amazing. There are events there that truly boggle the mind, like the horrible trial of KK this year and the...
Papa Joe Mama. That evil holocaustal. Why...
Yeah, what a website.
Finally, the evangelicals were able to triumph. Actually, you know, it wasn't the evangelicals at all. We were put down back at X Day 98. It was the hivangelicals. The hivacostals led by Sergeant Friday Jones. The new church sex symbol dominatrix.
That queen bee of a babe.
Oh, man. Bug sex.
Oh,
bug porn,
yeah.
$1, baby.
That was the young lady who was doing the Brazilian artifact on Guy in the tape?
No. That's Christ in a Bucket. The lovely Christina Bucket. You'd like her, Puzz.
Well, she's much like a lot of people
really
here.
Would.
And we didn't. I haven't seen much of.
Who wouldn't?
Nikki Death Chick in the first 2 hours.
Oh,
the exciting music, what makes the dynamicism sound even better. But yeah, I haven't noticed much of her so far.
Oh, from X Day 99 videotape, yes. www.subgenius.com.
I think that's the one I was talking about, yeah.
The beautiful Nikki Death Chick appears quite a bit during the mutant prom sequence in Reel 2. And also at one point she gives a great confession about how she was led to become an ambulance technician.
Right. You know what's really odd is how many friends of mine who are very much like Nikki Death Chick who are ambulance technicians. Some of whom are probably listening right now.
Well, how else do you get to hold dead? Nikki Death Chick, Reverend Nikki Death Chick of the Church of the Subgenius, was given an award for most dead people handled. And this Dallas ambulance company for which she works. In fact, she got to haul out the stiff blue body of the heroin overdose football player that made the big news not too long ago.
Great. Including Ed Howell's
daughter. The great Hal Robinson, I think. Was.
Although, you know, I must say, she should have gone with me to Burning Man in 95.
Oh, yeah, she should have.
She would have. really...
I should have. Hell.
You should have. Yeah.
I know I should have.
That year was pretty amazing, and each year is just as amazing.
Well, but, you know, we're joined here not only with you, the ranger, one of the Burning Man Rangers, myself, one of the X-Day victims, but Princess Weirdo here is one of the Starwood organizers, which
That's
is...
right, exactly.
Of all of these cultish gatherings is certainly the most...
Tell us what else happens up there.
User-friendly and peaceful.
About the organizations of other stuff as well as, you know, the big scars that occur when the landings occur for subgenius gatherings. And that shed, by the way, reminds me a lot of where Jim Jones... I keep wanting to get chairs and a little dais, and you sit on the dais. And
shed? What? That pavilion?
The pavilion.
Brushwood? A shed? You call that a common... Why, what would...
Yeah, the shed.
What would Bob say?
Just like
Bob,
Jim Jones.
Bob has been hanged by
Jim
the neck
Jones
from the rafters
pavilion.
Of that shed on a yearly basis.
Really?
Have you seen the great
so
synthetic Bob dummy?
Yes.
Yeah, the
one
the
that
giant life-size...
That Gordon was having sex with. Gordon
exactly.
G. Gordon.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It is better than any real doll.
Yeah,
it looks
great.
Better than Bob himself. I mean, it looks more like Bob than
yeah.
Bob does nowadays.
He looks like each year he's getting a little bit more worn, too.
Yeah, as
like
Bob himself becomes younger and more handsome-looking, the dummy gets more beat up and older and sodomized and abused.
He's all wrinkly now.
Bob. He had us for so long. And
you never wash him off or... Hose him down or anything.
Oh, you don't need to. His aura cleanses all disease.
And look what happened to Timothy Leary when you had him up there. He faded away. He gave up after he went to Starwood. There was nothing else after that.
Oh, but he had a great party at Starwood.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, at Starwood, I met Paul Krasner. He was a guest. That's the only way the Yankees
the
up north get to see the weird...
Paul Krasner, yeah.
And the great beast, Pope Robert Anton Wilson, or as we know him, Pope Bob, is a frequent guest at Starwood. The best thing about Starwood, like any other gathering, is the crowd of bizarro, neurotic, new age weirdos.
Pope Bob actually comes to Winter Star more often than Starwood. Starwood's kind of rugged.
So there are different
Pope
seasons
Bob.
Of Star?
He's a Winter Star kind of guy. Yes, we have stars all through the year. We do two big festivals and one minor festival.
Is it true that you have the entire local government in your pocket?
Well, yes, but we wouldn't really admit that. I didn't just admit that. It's just
no. Somebody else said it on
the
show.
Yes, somebody else did. Yes.
That was just a tape.
Yeah,
it was actually
a tape of some show out there somewhere on the net. So it can't be true. It's on the net.
It is technically a joke.
The internet.
Technically.
So we're floating around inside your brain right now.
Wow.
So comfortable. Thanks for letting us use it.
Such a floaty place in here.
Look out the window at all those planes falling out of the sky down towards Earth.
I'm sorry, end of the world, Earth. You shouldn't have been flying.
Will you be on BART at midnight?
As the BART trains go crazy and collide into each other.
They'll become submarines.
Are we on the air right now before the Pink X Day called the end of the millennium? Right now in Cleveland? You have a show before that, right? You have the last show there.
Yeah, we'll have the last show yet to do.
Right. I didn't know right now if we were on the last show or if we're on the last show.
And we get two shows because there's the live Einstein Secret Orchestra show, and then there's the hour of Slack, which of course
is controlled
totally by my iron fist. Yes, the legends you've heard are true. Ivan Stang is an evil cult leader who is now in hiding in somewhere up north.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yes, Stang is in hiding because of his
Janer
he stole
device.
So much from his ex-wife and from Janer. And
oh, I
Phyla.
Forgot. There's all the
and no one is yeah.
minor
him.
People like. Like
just
your family.
Someone
into a
else.
Black hole.
That's someone else.
Yeah, someone else. God. But the Janer thing, that's really scary. That's why we're out here in this field broadcasting in the middle of the night
man,
in the cold.
Because he could be anywhere. He's gonna. Somebody's gonna pay. Somebody's gonna pay, man. That kept me from having my own show.
Hollywood. Somebody's gonna pay, dude. IBM. They're the ones that did it. I'm gonna put an agent in there. Yeah, that's it.
And so Ivan Stang actually went crazy. He's paranoia, wondering where his lawyers would come from.
Me now. Oh, no, there's another one of them Janer lawyers. But oh, no, that was just a cat. Oh, no, there's another Janer lawyer. Oh, no, that was just a one of them white K bucks. Oh, there's another Janer. Oh, no, it was just Princess Mira. I've seen a Janer lawyer everywhere I look. It's driving me crazy. I can hear that ranting, the device. It never stops. It's driving me mad. I should have paid him. I should have paid him that extra $3 I owed him. Oh, now it's become multiplied. The interest, it's like $3 billion. Me and Nine Inch Nails, we're doomed. Doomed. We never should have fought. We could fight the Janer device. What have I done? What have I done?
And so Bob pulled little Ivan Stang into heaven and away from the bad Janer device.
Then Bob turned around. Now that I'm in heaven and regained my power, I'm going to go back to Earth to get revenge on the one who set all this doom in motion in the first place. Puzzling evidence.
Okay, I, Bob, shall descend
to Earth and haunt Puzzling Evidence.
Oh, no.
Finally drive him mad.
Oh, no, not one of these.
A lucky little studio.
We've got a caller alert, but I think it's Stang. Okay, we'll have to set the little ghost loose on him.
Is that Commander Chaz?
Yeah.
Let's turn the echo up all the way.
Is that what he does on his show?
No, he used to do that just to annoy Jesus Christ.
Which Jesus?
The one true Jesus, the Jesus of Dallas.
Hey, we're in here. We're doing a show.
Once the Jesus of Cleveland. I swapped places with Jesus.
Jesus, drink water.
There was a Jesus of Cleveland?
Yes, Jesus was originally of, well, the new Jesus.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Bevilacqua.
Yeah.
Also known, you know, the Italian Jesus.
The second Croatian Jesus, right.
The Mafia Jesus of Youngstown.
Who never appears, by the way, very rarely appears in public. There's a guy that looks just like him that comes up on stage and says, buy the t-shirts, but I don't think that's him. I think that's some other guy they hired to look like him.
It's like a poser Jesus.
Yeah. No, that's the real Jesus.
I don't know. You know what I think it is? I think that guy's Phineas Narco. And who's trying to look like Jesus. Because that Phineas Narco guy did Janer once.
Man.
I think he's doing all the characters.
Somebody's gonna pay.
So, I hope he's listening, that Phineas Narco.
Oh, yeah.
Phineas Narco.
Finny at narco.com. Have you applied for your subgenius.com address yet?
Everybody?
Anti-free internet access.
Makes the perfect stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff subgenius.com.
But don't light Bob's pipe.
Hey, let's bomb that news group.
Or that waddle will spill out onto the sock and burn down the whole house.
Let's send 100 copies of AOL 4 to alt.slash.
Yeah.
That'll teach those subgeniuses. We'll blame it on the Discordians.
Takes 7 days to download.
Choke them all off.
If ever.
Well, if only the Y2K bug would save me from my email. Hello there.
Maybe it will.
One after another. Hello there. Free pics. Free Slack. Well, yes, I wish Slack would be freed.
This is not the
truth. Oh, wow. Oh, I thought I was dreaming. Ivan Stang was here. Oh, man. That must have been high or something.
Now,
okay,
we're going to see, get ready. What I'm talking to you about today is the most up-to-date thing that I could talk to you about. We're living in the closing moments of this dispensation.
An old man finds it, touches it, and this is the shocking result.
I was just thinking that Bob, that whole thing at the beginning where Glass Madness is saying, I'm going up the grassy knoll, you know, you've got for cut two. That was because they were staying in Lewistown, Montana, or at a cabin nearby, way out in the middle of nowhere. And the joke was that they were farther from atomic war than anybody in the world. And it turns out they were closer to atomic war.
Yeah, no kidding. They're sitting right on top of it.
I never thought about that aspect. But they requested that I send them many tapes because you could only drive up to a certain point in the road, and the road stopped, and you had to walk about half a mile to this cabin that a certain artist had built out there, and you needed loud tapes to carry on a ghetto blaster to scare bears away. So I would make many radio tapes with loud noises and stuff, and young Master Biff went up there to visit when Glass Madness was there, and that was this whole...
Are you okay?
Yeah, and I mixed a bunch of stuff from a Seattle run.
Yeah, I remember that one time.
That one time?
I know.
Yeah, that one time, you know.
My name is Reverend Ivan Stang. I'm the sole survivor of the Battle of Dobstown. I know J.R. Bob Dobbs for what he was. And I know the Subdemuses for what they was.
Oh
my God, Princess, we are known as the Psycho Pops. It's time for the show tradition of the Psycho Pops.
Psycho Pops.
The listeners cannot taste them. The FCC cannot regulate them. The Psycho Pops, a disgusting candy. I'll have this Loco Lemon version, which on one side is...
My face is on fire.
Sweet. And on the other side, super sour. And with a big strip down the middle, it's burning hot, Cayenne! I'm gonna shove it right in now. I'll rattle this popsicle against my teeth. Now just try to imagine the agony of the cayenne mixing with the citric acid.
Thank you.
What a download. Oh, well worth it.
I feel all psycho now.
Well, you know, when you get too old for goofballs and screamers and laughers and herds and you pretty much all that's left is coffee.
The machine gun the whole school after trying to set off your own propane bomb in the basement errs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's not much left you can do but strong candy and coffee. And
Loco lemon.
Loco weed. Jimson weed. Man.
Wow. What a rush.
Kinda wow. Kinda now. Kinda pow.
Kinda gabroke, Frank.
Did the UFOs bring these?
Yeah. These are UFO derived. As it says in Book of the Subgenius, page 112.
From Mexicano.
The year 1999 would bring the ascent, the initiation of the Overmen. And the initiation of the Overmen turned out, in fact, to be... to being able to eat warhead candy.
Here's a newsflash just then. An aircraft in trouble began shedding
parts. It wasn't what we expected, but
a few moments ago.
Very little of what Bob promised was what we expected.
I don't really care about the aircraft at all.
Either.
It's like a spacecraft in here.
I don't care about anything.
These Psycho Pops make you crazy. He was on balls the old time.
Gosh. It must have been the end of the world. But it wasn't. It was just the end of the world.